Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 56, Allie. I stepped back until my legs hit the blue suede blankets covering my bed. My heart pounded against my chest. Running wasn't an option. Climbing out the window in the middle of winter wasn't an option. And fighting with Harlan definitely wasn't an option. Harlan was capable of murder. Cold-blooded murder. If he had done something to Jace, or even Mom, I would avenge them. I had to. It wasn't only what I wanted to do, but it was also what Dad would have wanted me to do. He had always served to protect his family and our country. If I couldn't protect them at this moment, I had to do something. After locking the door behind him, he smiled at me as if nothing was wrong, a complete 180 from last night. But behind that big, fake smile, I saw the real, drunk, and delusional Harlan Harbor, the man who beat his own son because he felt small and wanted to feel powerful. "Where's Jace?" I asked, straightening my back and trying to seem as if I wasn't terrified.
"Jace is going to be gone for a bit," Harlan said, walking over to my trashed closet.
"Where is he?" I asked through clenched teeth.
"He'll be back next week. Don't worry."
"I am worrying," I said, biting my lip. "Because you could have killed him."
"Why?"
Harlan stopped in front of my closet and picked up some of the clothes I had mercilessly thrown all over the floor. Harlan stared at me and waited impatiently for my response, one hairy, graying black brow raised.
"Jace is taking some time off, resting and relaxing before he goes back to football. There is no reason for you to worry."
After placing the piece of clothing on my bed, Harlan grasped my shoulder harshly.
"Or maybe you're worried about something else," he said, dangerously close to my ear that I could feel the hairs on his cheek brush against my neck. "Did Jace tell you anything? You and he do seem to be closer than you two were before I left."
My entire body tensed. This wasn't what I was prepared to answer. I had just wanted to come home, get some clothes and Jace, and sprint out of here before anyone had the chance to talk to me. If I had known Harlan was here, I would not have even come in, never mind let Kai leave me stranded.
"And this?"
Harlan pulled a file from his suit jacket and waved it in the air. All the blood drained from my face. I had dropped it last night. I'd fucking dropped it. Jace had told me to stay in that damn closet and let him take a merciless beating, but God, why was I so stupid? "He hasn't said anything to me," I said, voice above a whisper. Harlan walked behind me, tucked the file underneath his armpit, and placed both hands on my shoulders, leaning in close. I sucked in a deep breath and didn't let it out. I was too fucking scared that Harlan could see right through my lies. Where the hell is Jace and Mom?
"What has he said to you about me?"
Harlan asked. I don't know what you're talking about."
"You hate Jace, yet you're calling for him?"
"I love Jace," I whispered, balling my hands into fists. "I've loved him for all these years. I have wanted him more than anything. When you left," I had to think of something quick, had to tell him some truth and something believable to get him off my back. "When you left, Jace and I got back together, and I care about him. That's why I called for him. I don't want to see him hurt.
After seeing what you did to him."
And like that, the nice Harlan was gone. I saw his true colors. He thought that his son was unworthy of love. Harlan stepped back and clenched his jaw.
"I bought you an entire closet of clothes and a purse to help you forget about last night, but I can see that you aren't grateful for it, as all the hangers are torn to pieces and the clothes are scattered on your filthy floor."
"I never asked you for clothes," I snapped, overcome with so much anger. "I want my old clothes back, the ones my father bought me." I stepped forward and crossed my arms over my chest. "Where are they?"
Harlan clenched his jaw. Those clothes were old and ragged. You deserve more than what that man could have ever bought you. You're a harbor now. You have a name to represent. You don't ever have to suffer like you did on the bad side of Redwood ever again. You think that I suffered there? I asked, shaking my head. I wanted to scream at him that I had never suffered more than being in this house with him and his son. These past 2 years had been hell for me, not only because Jace had hurt me, but also because Harlan had taken Mom away from me. As soon as we had moved in, everything had turned sour between me and her. She didn't care like she used to, not about me, and especially not about Dad. Instead of blowing up at him, because I could see it in his eyes that he was seconds away from breaking again, I turned away and looked toward the closet. Where is my dad's stuff? At the dump, shredded, covered with more trash. With a family that actually deserves ripped clothes like that. Harlan stared at me with rage in those green eyes of his. They're long gone, Allie. Forget about them and forget about him. You have a new father. The words coming out of his mouth disgusted me more than anything. A new father? Did he think that I would ever call him my father? He didn't even deserve the word stepfather. He was more like a piece of shit. You're not my father, I said, grasping Dad's dog tags between my thumb and forefinger. If I didn't have any more clothes from him, then at least I had these and all those memories of better days. You'll never be half the man he was. Storming toward me, Harlan grabbed the chain and ripped it off my neck. I reached, screamed, scrambled to get them back, but Harlan stuffed them into his pocket, gripped my hand harshly, and stopped me. You'll get them back later, he said to me. But I never want to see them again. Never. Give them back to me now. Harlan grabbed my upper arm and pulled me out of the room. We're going to spend some much-needed time together. Just me and you, Allie. Me and you. And then, if you're good and you do as I say, you'll get your father's filthy chain back.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.